Good morning. I have been here once, and it was just before we all went into lockdown and COVID, so it's been a very long time since I've been here. It was not long after you guys joined the circuit. And this morning, I want us to connect to Jesus, but it also, the way I plan this service, gives you an opportunity to connect to the rest of the circuit. Let us pray. Father God, as we come together, be with us, be within us, and lead us in worship today. Amen. We sing our first hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for you are good, you are love, and you are merciful. We see you in the wonder of your creation and feel your presence in our lives. We thank you for the many gifts you have given us, for the forgiveness and the gift of sacrifice through your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we might live in you and you in us. Lord, we thank you that you are here with us. Open our hearts, speak to us that we might know you better, fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we would live for your glory. Amen. I come bearing gifts. Can I have another set of hands? So I brought you some grapes.
I washed them this morning and then put them all back in the punnets. If you could do one side. And I've mixed them up so everyone gets an option of a red grape or a green grape. Yes, go for it. Oh, no. Just knocked my water over. Thank you. Wanted grapes, it's all gone pear-shaped already.
Do you need any more water?
No, I'll be fine, thanks. Full disclosure, I've made that joke everywhere I've been. Because the first place I preached it at, my mic fell off while I was doing this bit. Then it happened again at the next church I went to. Now I've knocked my water over. We're getting there, I think. Thank you. Fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, I'm going to put it to a vote. Who prefers red grapes? And green grapes? Fairly even this morning. Normally it's red grapes just about win out. Personally, I think they're sweeter. So, the grapes are an example of good fruit. Good fruit is a blessing to our bodies. Unlike this fruit. Anybody want to try those ones? It's the grape, but it's a bad grapevine, as opposed to a good grapevine, which is what we're going to talk to you about this morning. So as many of you will know, the grapevine sends out branches, and from those branches come the good fruit, the grapes. The grapevine was a very familiar sight in Jesus' day. Jesus uses the grapevine as a symbol in our reading this morning, from John 15.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
What I want us to remember this morning, particularly, is verse 5. I am the vine and you are the branches.
If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I've tried this several different ways. I did a memory verse at a couple of churches. I played a game of Praying Man, which was a church version of Hangman. And the other one, which I'm going to use this morning, is a game called Gotcha. What's going to happen is I will repeat that verse throughout the service, but I'll change some of the words so it's not right. If you notice me do that, you shout out, gotcha. That's how it works. Okay, so if I said, I am the vine and you are the branches, if you remain in me and I in you, you shout out, gotcha. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Throughout Jewish history, the vine was a symbol of Israel. During the Maccabees period of history, it was on their coins, it was over the doors of their synagogues, and in Jesus' day, Herod's temple had a golden vine over it. The people of the day understood it to be their symbol, their coat of arms, if you will. Israel were God's people, and the vine was a representation of that. They were meant to show the world how good it was to live in a relationship with God. Like a grapevine, it was meant to be fruitful, bearing good fruit to be shared by many. But they did not do this. They often turned away from God and chose to worship idols instead, or kept God's blessing to themselves. They did not bear good fruit. One example of this is in Isaiah chapter 5, which begins with the song of the unfruitful vineyard. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. Though it starts in the third person, it's later revealed that God is the owner of the vineyard, who lavished attention on his vineyard only for it to yield wild grapes. Later on in the verse, it said, what more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? And then the passage continues. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. What follows is a very in-depth explanation of precisely how the vineyard will be torn apart and destroyed. But we know that God did not give up on his vineyard, on his people, for he sent Jesus. And he teaches us that God is still gardening, the vine grower, still lavishing love, care, and attention so that the vine will thrive and bear good fruit. I want us to imagine that Jesus and his disciples are walking along a trail. And as they walked, he picks up a pruning off the ground. And he turns to his disciples and he says, I am the true vine. Israel is pictures of vine, which is to produce refreshing fruit. But it's a symbol, a copy. I am the vine, the true one. I am the fulfillment of everything that symbol represents. At this point in time, I represent God to the world. And from here on in, those who follow me, the branches, the church, us, will represent God to the world. I am the vine and you are the branches. I will give you life, give you energy, sustain you. If you remain in me, I will flow through you and produce fruit. I am the vine and you are the branches. Oh, somebody got me. Remain in me and I in you. You will bear much fruit. Let's celebrate this gift of love with Come On and Celebrate.
Come on and celebrate.
I know you don't take up an offering at this church, but I am going to say a prayer for those that have either, I know some people send by direct debit or they leave a retiring collection, so we're going to say a prayer for that. Loving God, we offer our gifts in praise and thankfulness for the abundance you give us. With it, we offer our whole selves. Take it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Amen. Some things I want to draw attention to from our reading this morning. God is the gardener who tends to the plant. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. The branch needs the vine like we need Jesus. The branch can't bear fruit without the vine. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. And the really important thing, I think, the branch doesn't need the fruit. It doesn't depend on the fruit for survival. The fruit is a gift meant to be shared with others. So what is the fruit that Jesus wants us to bless the world with? Next slide. Our next reading is from Galatians 5.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
In the reading, Paul talks about 9 different character qualities that he calls fruits of the Spirit. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read out a definition and you're going to tell me which fruit of the Spirit it represents. I'm not going to do them in order because that'll be too easy. So we've got self-control, patience, love, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, joy, gentleness, and peace. I will not say whatever comes to my head, but will be careful what words I speak to you. When I have a bag of sweets or a packet of biscuits, I won't eat them all at once, but will share them with you. What am I? Self-control. I am happy inside even when I go through difficult times, because I know that I am loved and that Jesus is with me every step of the way. I am. Joy. I know that your feelings are tender, so I won't be rough when I speak to you. I won't push you around or intimidate you, but will treat you with respect. I am gentleness. I am willing to wait for things to happen in God's time because I trust him. I don't complain and grumble as I wait. I am. I will keep my promises to you even when it is really hard to do so. I will be a loyal friend to you even if you get sick or have other problems. I am. I will find ways to make your life better. I might help you with a job that needs doing. I might write you an encouraging letter or comfort you when you are sad or tell you about the love of Jesus. I am. Kindness. I try to do things that will please my Heavenly Father, like serving other people. visiting the sick, and giving some of what I have to those who are poor. I choose to be honest and not to lie. I am. Goodness. I feel calm inside because I know that because of Jesus, all my sins have been forgiven. I know that I am a loved child of God. Even when difficult things happen in my life, I still have this calm inside of me. I am peace. And last one. I am willing to sacrificially give all that I have and all that I am to you. I am love. I normally add an extra bit. I normally add, I am patient, I am kind, I am not proud or boastful. This is the good fruit we need to grow in our lives. With these, we go out into the world and bless others. By loving our neighbour, being kind to others, by giving of ourselves, supporting others, not becoming angry, even when for most people that may be what seems to be a natural reaction, by sacrificing our own wants to help others, by showing others, even in the face of difficulty, the unending joy that is to know Jesus and remain faithful to him. Remembering that all this is not something we can do on our own. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you refrain in me and I in you, you will bear such fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Remain in Jesus and seek God's forgiveness when we fail to do so. Let us pray. Loving and forgiving God, we are sorry for the times we have turned from you, where we have not loved as you have called us to love, where we have relied on our own strength instead of the strength that comes from the true vine of your Son, Jesus, and have not produced good fruit. We ask that you fill us anew with your Holy Spirit so that we may go out from this place and bear fruit for the benefit and blessing of others. Amen. Let us sing hymn number 124, For the Fruit of All Creation. In particular, I want to pay attention to verse 2. In the just reward of labour, God's will is done. In the help we give our neighbour, God's will is done. In our worldwide task of caring for the hungry and despairing, in the harvest we are sharing, God's will is done.
Thanks be to God.
How do we stay connected to Jesus? The answer is simple. Like with any relationship, we spend time with him. Nowadays, there are lots of ways to be connected with people. Letters, postcards, phone calls, texting, visiting face to face, having lunch or a cuppa, and far too many social media platforms these days to even list. But that obviously came in very handy for us when we were all locked down, and there was no other way to connect. What are some of the ways you stay connected to Jesus? For me, it's through listening to worship music, through prayer, through study, in preparing for a service. Sometimes I'll be at work and I'll be sat on a till and somebody will come through my till who I happen to get talking to, and I'll be able to share my faith with that person. If you're someone who feels they don't spend enough time with Jesus, can I encourage you to start doing so? If you don't already have a special time that you spend with him, think about what would work for you. Try to find a moment in your day where you stop and be aware of his presence. That could be listening to worship music as you do the housework, asking Jesus to clothe you in his love as you get dressed in the morning. Bring to mind things you want to thank Jesus for as you go to work or school or do your shopping. Find a simple daily scripture to read. However you decide to do it, the important thing is that you stay connected to him. I would like this morning to invite you all to commit to that now. So as I said, this has been several places, this service. It started out at Mac Methodist as a all-age worship. This rope represents the branch, and the little strings I gave you represent the vines. Jesus is the branch, and we are the vines. So you're the only church it hasn't been to. So as you can see, it's come along quite a bit since I first used it. But basically now this means when we finish this morning, that every church in the circuit will now be represented, being connected to Jesus, but also to each other as one body of Christ. So what I'd like to do, I'm going to play a piece of music, and I want to invite you, if you'd like to come up and tie your piece of string to the branch as a way of you being connected to Jesus this morning and connected to each other. If there's anyone that can't easily make it to the front, if you just wave, I have got somebody who will come and do that for you. Okay? So, this song, by the way, is by Stormzy, which is a bit strange, I know, for a Sunday morning, but I discovered him. He did a Glastonbury set where he sang a song called Blinded by Your Grace, and it was just this wonderful, wonderful moment where he shared his faith for the entire people there. And this is one of his newer ones. It's called Holy Spirit. A bit different than his usual stuff because it's not a rap song. So when you're ready, just make your way up to the front. Have some extra ones. If there's somebody not here this morning that you would like to say a prayer for or something. Yes, that's fine. You can just take the rope round if that's, yeah, whatever's easiest. Thank you.
course you can. Always have extra in case people want to tie them off to other people. Is anyone that hasn't come up to the front but would like to tie their own piece of string on, I'll get my stewards to come and bring it to you if you just raise your hand. We missed anybody? That's the other one. This rope is to remind us that Jesus is the true vine. By tying our pieces of wool this morning, we are saying we want to know Jesus better. We want to be connected to Jesus. We want to bear good fruit in our lives. Or you may have had your own thoughts this morning about your relationship with Jesus. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And we're going to do our prayers of intercession. So there are three sections and three responses. So when I say, Jesus, you are the vine, the first one is help us stay connected to you. Help them stay connected to you and help them become connected to you. Ordinarily, I'd include the cycle of prayers for the circuit. I'm actually going to do something a bit different this morning. Because this rounds off the ropes travel around the circuit, I'm actually going to bring us all together and we're going to pray for the whole community in Macclesfield. Let us pray. Father God, we pray for all Jesus' followers, those we know and those we do not know. And our prayers for the circuit, we pray for Macclesfield Methodist,
Presbury Methodist, Gawsworth Methodist, Langley Methodist, Broughton Cross Methodist. Those who attend Woodlands MHA, and we pray for everyone here at Poynton this morning, and all those who are not here but are part of this community. We pray that we will feel your presence in our lives. We pray for those who are persecuted for their faith in you, who cannot freely come to church on a Sunday morning and feel connected to you. Jesus, you are the vine. Help us stay connected to you. We pray for those who are sick or bereaved, in need or trouble, who are struggling and have lost faith, or are struggling to see you in their lives. Jesus, you are the vine. Help them stay connected to you. We pray that through your work in us, those who don't know you will come to know you. Jesus, you are the vine. Help them become connected to you. Let us say the words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're now going to sing a Taizé song, which hopefully some of you will know, and we have found some music for it, but most places have actually sang this unaccompanied, because we struggled finding music for it. So we're going to sing it twice through. So to round off the service, we're going to start by reciting the memory verse from this morning together, which I'll see if you can do it without, but I have brought sheets. Can everyone just about see? Here we go. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me, oh dear. I knew that was going to happen. And I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Amen. Those are Jesus' words to us, that he is the vine and we are the branches. If we become disconnected from him, we can do nothing. We stay connected to him by spending time with him each day, through prayer, reading the Bible, through worship. And through him, and only through him, we produce good fruit to bless and enrich others. With our final hymn, let us ask God to help us with this as we sing, "May the mind of Christ my Saviour live in me from day to day. May the word of God dwell richly in my life from hour to hour. so that all may see I triumph only through his power. Most of this will look familiar to you because it is the grace we normally say with a sort of added extension on the front of it. But I wanted to remind us one last time about what we were talking about this morning. So let's say this together. Jesus, you are the vine and we are the branches. Help us stay connected to you each day. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. I would just like to give thanks to you guys this morning for getting involved. In other words, I threw a lot at you this morning. And as a preacher, it's wonderful for people just to go with you. So thank you very much for that.